The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap J. Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Woo! Oh! Yeah! Welcome in to the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you on a football Friday. We have got Randy, we got JC, and we got you for a three-hour ride with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Hope that you're going to have a great Friday and a great weekend. Cap, before we get into our football Friday, You made an announcement on your television show, Unfiltered, on NBC Sports Chicago. We also saw this on Twitter, at the Capman. That you are making doing something different with your career. You are retiring from ESPN 1000, so goodbye.
See
you
later. No shot.
Oh, you're going to still be here? Is that what I misheard.
100% I'll be here.
Okay.
I'll be here with you.
Okay.
Every day.
So you're not retiring from here?
No.
Damn it. Okay, so, my partner. I had all the marketing and everything together. Okay. So you're still going to be around?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But what else are you doing that's different?
So as of December 30th, That will be my last show for NBC Sports Chicago. After 15 years, I got an amazing, unique opportunity to move into the next phase of my life, my career. So I will be here with you every day for a long time, very long time. And in terms of television, I don't know. I don't know what the next chapter is. I may never do that again. Maybe I will. All I know is that I'm going to get a lot of opportunity to spend more time with my wife, Mindy. And we have four sons, and they're expanding families. So I'm going to get to do all of those things. So when we get out of here at 10, and then I would always go over to TV. Mm-hmm. And they would say, hey, we're going with, you know, our son Garrett and his wife Jenny and their son Ben. We're going to go do this at 4 o'clock. Sorry, I got to work.
Right.
Christmas Day, I got to work. Whatever it is, Thanksgiving, I got to work. I'm going to get opportunity to take a deep breath. And if something else comes up, I'll let you know. But my plan is to just totally be here every day with you like I am. Mm-hmm. And then enjoy life. We'll see what happens.
Well,
and they've been an amazing place to work. The thing I will miss the most, it's not the broadcasts, it's not being at the game. I will miss every day when we tape the open or we tape the top stories or we got to tape an interview. I don't want to say names because I will forget some name and I'll be like, what about me?
Yes. And you will get emotional.
They know who they are.
Yes.
All the crew in that room and in that newsroom, The interactions, the ball busting, that's what I will miss. Being a child with a sport coat on. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Amazing run. It's a great place to work. And thank you to Kevin Cross, John Shipman, Kevin Anderson, Eric Strobel, Ryan McGuffey, Matt Buckman, Anthony, my producer there. Tom Cooper, Danny Wysocki, the rest of them. They all know who they are. It's an awesome place to work. It's been an awesome place to work. They have great content. They have three great teams. But this is the right thing for me and my family at this time.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you that I've been watching you. This is the second time around, by the way, on NBC Sports Chicago, that I've seen you. And I remember as a small child, growing up in Wheaton. I remember this very well. As a small white child in Wheaton, I remember watching you and said, you know what? I was pointing at the screen. I said, Dad, I want to be David Kaplan one day. He's got a snazzy suit on. He's got a smile on his face. He's got a pep in his step. Dad, I want to be that. As I pointed my little finger at the screen, the Sears floor model TV, I said, you know what?
You have issues.
That's what I want to be. And I said, and Dad says, yes, he reminds me of Ben Bentley back in the day. He would just preside over the proceedings, and he was strong with his opinions. And I said, he says, son, if you could be like that guy right there with the checkered suit and the bald head, my God, you'll make it. And my God, Dad, in heaven, I've made it. I'm with the guy with the checkered jacket. It's great, man. It's a great opportunity to be able to spend more time with your family, which is really cool.
It's really cool. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And happy birthday. Thank
you. That's tomorrow. But yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. It's funny. You were a small white child up in Wheaton, and I was a small black child in South Shore.
Yes, I remember this very well.
And
yes.
I remember watching you on my dad's knee. And I know my mom and dad are having coffee. They loved coffee this morning up there. Mom and Dad, I love you. My brother Bruce and I always look up in the sky and imagine that they're having coffee cake and coffee. And my mom's having her beloved cigarette again because she couldn't smoke the last 25 years of her life.
Sure.
So I can have whatever I want. But without them, I would not, all three of them, I would not be here today. And the greatest break I ever got was to be your partner.
Well, thank you very much. He says that now that he's broken off from NBC Sports Chicago. But nonetheless, I just want to... it's a break now, pal!
And by the way, if Twitter goes down while we're on the air...
Yes.
You can find me on Instagram, at TheCapMan.
Yes.
You can find me on YouTube. Just look up my name.
Please, find me at IGJHood on Instagram, YouTube, JHood Radio. Please. For the love of God, just in case Twitter goes down, you can still follow us. Please, help us.
That guy.
Yeah. Musk. Oh, Musk.
Crazy.
I told you guys that 2 years ago. You wouldn't listen to me. You and Danny. Trying to explain to you, that guy's a crock. He's got money, though. He's the greatest. He sucks.
He does.
How about that?
He's an idiot.
I mean,
I don't like to get personal. He's out of his mind.
I'm just saying. Like, see what he's tweeted lately, like 7 hours ago. He's making fun of the idea that Twitter could be done. Making fun of it. At Elon Musk on Twitter.
I got to look at
it. It's unbelievable. So,
anyway, thank you for your kind words.
Yeah.
And
you will be missed on that channel.
Thanks.
Because that was the pregame show you had. You sit down, you get dinner ready to go, Caps on the TV at 6 o'clock. It'll lead into something. Blackhawks or Bulls or White Sox. So that's what I'm going to miss. That great lead-in of saying, hey, I'm prepped for the night because Cap told me exactly what's going on. He's got a strong opinion. 6:30, boom, right into the game. So I'll miss that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I'll definitely miss that.
Love you.
Because, you know why? Let me just say this, and I'll put a cherry on this Sunday. Because it was unique for its time, Cap. For all the years you were at NBC Sports Chicago, nobody had a pregame show into whatever sports you're going to watch for the night. There's no more CLTV anymore.
Right.
You know, ESPN does what they do nationally, but it's mine because it's Chicago. When you're on, that means Chicago sports. You're talking Chicago sports and what we can look forward to for that evening. And so that'll be missing in my sports evening now. So that's gonna suck, but I'm happy for you, though.
Thanks.
Yes, I'm happy for you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking forward to a little time with the family.
Are they looking forward to spending more time with you? I think that's the question. I mean,
I'm not so sure.
I'm a little concerned for Mindy now.
He's home again?
Do. Mindy! Don't you have something to do? Nope! Take that! Do. Get another gig, please. Fast.
She said last night. It was like 3 in the morning. And I was laughing at some of the comments on Twitter. Really happy for him. I hope he does this. I love it. He sucks. I'm like,
that's perfect.
They're still out there.
It's perfect.
And
that was from Merkin.
Exactly. She said,
That's a daily message.
Yeah. I get the one finger emojis from Merkin. She said, yeah. So you're going to be home every afternoon? Yeah, probably. I'll be around a lot. Mm-hmm. She's like, I have things I do in the afternoon, just letting you know. I have a routine here.
Well, then the answer to that would be, well, the question would be like, what is your routine?
Correct.
Like what?
Dinner? Laundry?
Yeah.
And she's like, I work for a living. That's what she told me.
Hmm. Work for a living.
She's well, like, now- how's your little three-hour thing? Yeah, good luck.
Yes. Nothing like a free afternoon, Cap. You're going to get used to that. I mean, now, when you can't golf, being around the house. Again, when Peacock is working at home, and you know, my office is right next to her office, next door. You just kind of peek over. Hey, what are you doing? I'm working. Well, my day's over. 10:30. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
So
I'm in meetings.
Hmm.
Can I take a peek?
No.
She won't let me in the NBC business, Cap. How come I can't take a peek and see what's going on? How come I can't be in the meetings?
Private.
But I've got the glass to the door, though, you see. I can hear what's going on.
Wait, Cap's doing what?
Yeah. What is that? So, how's everything going? Hey, I heard in your meeting next door there. Like, that's private. You're not supposed to be hearing that stuff. Sorry. Hey, Cap, guess what I heard? Hey, Cap, I've heard this about the Peacock. Fast channel. What does that mean? What is that? Secret. Yeah. Right? So, I mean, I'm happy for you, brother.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Thanks a lot.
Just so you know. And I know that a lot of our listeners feel the same way because they would listen to this show, then watch you on television. So, and, of course, the post-game show.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that. When I had to tell Coach Wants that yesterday.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah.
Like, I walked him out, and I'm like, Coach, I know you're going to do your thing here, but I just got to let you know what I'm going to tell the staff later. What? What do you mean? And then he called me last night.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I said, Coach, there's nothing to be sad about here.
Yeah, you're still around.
I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm going to be around.
Golf.
So.
It'd be time for golf.
Yes.
So, all right, my friends, we're going to talk about the Bears here because it is a football Friday. The Bears will take on the Atlanta Falcons. And we have a question to ask you, the Bears fan, regarding this game. Of course, if you're a Bears fan, you're still locked in. Still locked in because you want to see what happens with Justin Fields. You want to see if this defense can actually make stops. So we're going to talk to you about the Bears here. And also, still to come, we'll hear from Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator for the Bears as well. All part of the mix on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 or streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Have a safe Friday. I know we had a little snow last night and into this morning. By the way, if the salt trucks want to come to South Shore, that'd be great. I know usually they don't get to the snow until June on the south side, but it'd be nice for them to get to, as I pretty much just coasted, Cap, coasted, about 5 to maybe 10 miles an hour.
You were an angry cat when you walked in.
Well, just that's not how the city works, Cap, traditionally.
But I know you as well as anybody other than your wife. And when you walked inside, I go, you okay? No! Whoa. Everything all right? No! What happened? Took me an hour and a half to get to work. Takes me, what, 20 minutes?
Usually 30 minutes from South Shore. I mean, that's just insane. I'm pretty much on a sheet of ice the entire way. Past the museum, into Lakeshore Drive. And, of course, the Obama Library has got all kind of construction. You think they'd salt that, too? Nope, not that either. So I'm just pretty much skating down South Shore Drive and the Lakeshore Drive to get to work. I think we knew that there's going to be some snow or some inclement weather last night. Do I have that right? Did Tracy put that out there yesterday?
I believe they... been a lot of forecasts that there's inclement weather coming.
It's unbelievable.
South of the city.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We're talking about the Bears as the Bears get ready to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And so the question is going to be on the table today, and it will be on the table for the rest of the year, Cap. There is a conundrum. There is a push and pull for some fans as far as when Sunday comes, whether you go to the bar, to the lounge, to your man cave, spending time with your friends and family. A lot of times it's great when everyone comes together to watch the Bears. And so you get dressed up, you put the Bears garb on, and so you are in place, or you're traveling to where the Bears are playing. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Bears fans in Atlanta. They're there to be able to see the Bears win, Cap. When I was in Texas, I wasn't in Dallas, but I was in Austin. Mm-hmm. Tons of Bears fans took over bars in Austin, Texas. So from Austin to San Antonio, all these Bears fans flew from Chicago just to be part of the experience because they all want to see the team win. But you and I know the bigger picture, and we understand that it's about, not necessarily about today, but it's about tomorrow for the Bears.
Correct. And so I get that a fan pays their money, goes to the game.
Flies in.
Yeah. Like, I've got my buddy Jay Hughes. Jay Hughes is, I don't know, late 20s. Mm-hmm. Jay saved his money, works hard, flies down to Dallas, sent me pictures from the tailgate, and all these Bears fans taking over Dallas. He's like, Cap, you can't imagine how many Bears brethren are down here. Mm-hmm. We got to beat the Cowboys. And I'm thinking, we're not beating the Cowboys. And we need to get a good high draft pick trade back because we got our quarterback, the whole deal. He's like, brother, when I go to a game, I understand your job is to look at the big picture. I want my team to win.
Right. Right.
Like, you don't go to the game and sit in the stands and go, please kick our ass.
Right.
You don't. But next April, whatever, when you're listening to the radio here and we carry the draft and you hear, with the third pick in the 2023 NFL draft, Chicago has made a trade. And whoever.
Right.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. Chicago has received 3 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick.
Right.
Whoa!
Absolutely.
Then you're like, boy, am I glad we lost those games to whoever. But in the moment, I completely get it. Because you get pissed off when they look terrible. I'm furious when they lose to the Lions. When I step back and go, that might be a good thing.
I understand.
So I get both sides.
A lot of people will, there are some, I won't say a lot of people, but some will look at the way we look at it and say, man, exciting game, but a good loss. But it's hard to be able to program yourself that way when you have a financial and emotional investment in the team, Cap.
So let me ask you a question.
People are listening right now, probably at O'Hare or Midway.
Going to Atlanta.
Getting ready to go to Atlanta and have a great weekend.
They're
going to
eat wings?
Yeah.
What's the name of that place?
They won't have
Magic City?
Magic City, but they won't have Chick-fil-A because it'll be closed. It's Sunday.
Correct. Don't get that whole thing.
In the stadium, of course.
Correct. If I said to you right now, final score, Atlanta wins it 51-50 in one of the classic games of all time offensively. Nobody could stop anybody. Bears lose 51-50. Justin Fields threw 6 touchdowns. Or, wow, Bears defense showed up. They played better. Sanborn had 2 picks, 4 sacks, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. And he's all over Good Morning Football, and the Bears win it 10-7.
10-7, yeah.
Justin was terrible, got picked 4 times, but Bears win. What are you taking?
Well, I like the exciting game. I like for them to win that 51-50 game, but that's not the scenario that you painted. So I would like for the Bears to win that game. But if they lose, what can I do about it?
You can't, but would you rather they win 10-7 in a slugfest?
I'd rather for the Bears to win.
Yes. Merkin?
I want the Bears to win.
Please get some help from my friend here.
I'm with Hoodie. I want the Bears to win as well.
And see, Cap sees a top 3 pick.
You're a boob.
And what I see is in the top 10 of the draft, Cap, you still should be able to get what you want. So it doesn't matter if it's 2, does it 3, if it's 8. You, as many holes on this team, you can get what you want in the draft. You still get your top 10 pick. It might be top 8.
But see, my hope is, and again, Ryan Poles could be Ryan Pace and miss on all the picks in the top 10.
What you get what you want.
He had 4 top 10 picks. He hit on 1, Roquan. Yeah. And he plays for Baltimore now.
But he was good in the middle to the bottom of the draft, though.
Yeah, he was excellent there.
Yes.
But you, when you get a top 10 pick, you can't miss. If you have four of them, you got to hit on at least 75% of those.
Mm-hmm.
You can't Mitchell Trubisky and leave Mahomes on the board. You can't Kevin White and leave whoever on the board. Mm-hmm. You can't have Leonard Floyd and not get to a second contract. So that all said, he did a lot of good things, not enough to keep his job. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
He works for Atlanta now for a reason. But if you tell me, oh, man, that one win cost, like 1997, you won two games to end the season over two crappy teams. I think it was the Bills, who were 6-7 at the time, and one more. Those two turn into losses, you're picking number one. Now, we might have taken Ryan Leaf, knowing us in our intelligent football front offices, but Peyton Manning was on the board. Instead, we got Curtis Enos.
I understand. But don't you think at some point a young player or young players in this team want to find out what it's like to win? Especially Justin Fields. Randy, here's my point on this. And Cap and I have gone back and forth on this regarding whether it's good to win or lose, especially with this team. The Bears are going to lose a good share of the games here, the last, what, six or seven? The Jets, the Packers, the Eagles, the Bills, the Lions, and the Vikings round out the rest of the season. They're going to lose a lot of those games anyway. That's why the Lions game bothers me, because that was winnable. If you're going to lose games, you're going to lose because the talent's better. But when you're close like that, that sucks even more. That's like a thousand cuts. Death by a thousand cuts, because they should have won that game. You lose against the Falcons, okay. You're going to probably lose against the Jets. Whatever you think of the Packers, Aaron Rodgers is still there. And then juggernauts like the Eagles and the Bills and the Vikings. You're going to lose those games anyway. So nothing I can do about it. But winnable games, that's what bothers me, when you're right there at the doorstep. And by the way, if you keep giving up 30 or more points a game, then I'm going to look at Brisker and Gordon and say, are you guys going to make any stops this year? You going to make any stops? You're going to get any turnovers? You going to do anything to be able to say, hey, year two, year three, we're going to be better?
Got to pressure the quarterback. You can't allow Tua Tagovailoa to have 18 seconds back there. Look. Oh, there's Tyreek Hill. Gotcha. Oh, yeah. There's Waddle. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got to help those guys. They can't cover forever.
Yeah. I just know, I look at this and I say, man, it'd be great for the Bears to beat the Falcons. If they don't, there's nothing I can do about it. What I'm saying to you is, you are coveting a pick that you may not get. You believe that the Bears could get a top three pick if they just keep losing. Top four pick.
Correct. They can. Jonathan Freeman on Twitter. Cap'n Hood. The Bears moved up 8 spots to number 6 by losing to the Lions last week. I want Justin to pass for 200, run for 100 or more. I want Claypool 5 catches for 85 yards, and Bears lose. I'm fine.
Can I just tell you something? Randy, you tell me if I'm wrong or not, especially with this team. I am actually more enamored with what the Bears are going to do at 11:59 p.m., a minute right before free agency, and who they're going to get. I'm actually more enamored with free agency than the draft, because I get the genuine article.
Because you get proven commodities.
Isn't that the name of the game, pal? Is that the name of the game?
Yeah.
I want a guy that is a stud wide receiver. I want a stud offensive lineman. I want stud guys that can make a difference defensively. I want to be able to just look at this team and say, this team spent wisely as far as the money that they have available. That's what I want. Money that they spend wisely on free agency. Hey, I want them to be able to hit it on the draft too, but I'm actually really interested in what Poles is going to do to try to get proven commodities, veterans on this team. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair. I'm not sure what all is in free agency. There's always a few out there that you go, love to have him. Like Taron Armstead is playing for the Dolphins at left tackle. He got 70, 80 million bucks. That was a great signing, because his addition is as important as Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle.
Yes.
Those are huge. But if you go back to the draft of 2021, 2021. Mm-hmm. That was the year we drafted Justin.
Yes. You remember that, don't you?
Yes.
I remember it very well.
Oh, he was a red quarterback!
Let's
yeah.
go.
Let's By go, man. Time we get us a real, you know what I'm saying?
Real what?
Let's go, man.
Real what?
That was Eddie Jack.
Right. I remember that, yes.
And when, what's his name? What was his name? The guy who
Carlos?
Carlos from the community center here in South in Austin neighborhood, mm-hmm. when he went up and said, "How exciting is this? The my Chicago Bears select Justin Fields, quarterback." Like, dude, I was at dinner with my wife with an iPad on the table going, "Yes, damn right." And people at tables all around in Florida.
Yes.
What happened? Bears got Justin Fields. Table after table, high-fiving.
Yes.
High-fiving in Florida.
And because you caused a ruckus, they said, "Get this jackaloon out of here."
Yes.
Out.
Sir, here's your check.
Too loud.
We've comped your apps. Get out.
That's right. So, yeah. So here's a question. And Randy, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Bears and Falcons on Sunday. Simple question we have for you is, you heard Cap and I go back and forth on what's more valuable, the draft pick or having young players learning how to win like Justin Fields. It's been a while since the Bears won. They beat the Patriots and then three straight losses after that. So we're asking the question, do you want the Bears to win Sunday against Atlanta? That's just a simple question we have. Try to make it easy on this Football Friday. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Do you want the Bears to win against Atlanta on Sunday? Let's find out from you next on Cap and J-Hood.
Beat their ass.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J. Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Yeah! By time we get us a real, you know what I'm saying? Let's go, man.
A real what, Eddie Jackson? What do you mean there?
I want to hear the pick. How exciting is this?
Oh, my God. Better say something about lightning here, Carlos.
Captain J Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We had goosebumps because it was Justin Fields, because it felt new and it felt fresh. It was a turning of the page from the Trubisky era, a turning of the page from the Nagy era as far as how the quarterback position was going to be played.
Yep.
He was mishandled at the end of the Nagy regime. There was no question about it. And Nagy admitted it at the time. He pretty much admitted it. It's like, yeah, Justin's not ready. But again, the world was pushing. They're pushing Nagy to say, "You got to play this kid. Can't play this kid. Dalton's hurt. Get him in there." And it was not a great experience.
It was not.
Nagy was right.
He wasn't ready.
He was right. But what I said at the time, Cap, is Fields wasn't ready, but also Nagy wasn't ready for that skill set.
Agreed.
Wasn't ready.
And the time for change was last year. It was right. It could have come earlier, but you had to make a change. And it feels new and fresh. They did a really nice job in the mini bye. They tailored what this kid can do to a different type of offensive attack. Is it sustainable? I don't know. Just surround him with more talent and just let his talent shine. Period.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Part of that talent will not be Velus Jones, apparently, as we have not seen in the last couple of games.
Velus, are you here?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Courtney Cronin in an hour. We'll get her thoughts as she covers the Bears for ESPN Chicago. All right, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. Cap and I disagree again when it comes to the
and it's not like we don't go in the conference room and go, "All right, what side do you want?"
No.
No. This is as organic and authentic as it gets. I want Justin to play well. I want Justin to stay healthy and go, "A couple of the young players look better, look good." And we lost. Beat our ass. Other than the Green Bay game. That's the one game I want. And by the way,
wait a minute.
To all of you that wear green and gold, your effing dynasty that you talked about in 2010, we won the Super Bowl. How many more are we going to win with Aaron? You didn't win another one, and your dynasty's dead. And the best quarterback in the division plays at Soldier Field. His name's Justin Fields. Get used to it. Your dead-ass team, done. Finished. Take that.
The Packers dynasty is beating the Bears. Nice participation trophy. Does that come in amends?
Yeah, good luck.
You beat the Bears and you win games in the NFC North.
I love it that they, all these fraudulent Chicagoans, I'm not talking about the ones that moved down here from Wisconsin. I'm talking about the ones that picked the Packers because the Bears were bad.
Yeah.
Good. Suck on it. Enjoy those green and gold hats you have. Don't you dare get on our bandwagon.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. Do you want the Bears to win Sunday against Atlanta?
Thought you got rid of me, didn't you?
Simple question. Well, I must have misread. Apparently, you're still around. Let's go to Jarvis on the south side with Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jarvis.
Good morning. Before I even get started, I understand tomorrow ain't guaranteed, so I'd like to wish everyone there a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you all do it safe. But I wanted to say,
where are you going, Jarvis? Ain't you going? Aren't you going to call next week? Where are you?
Well, I try to call every day, but the Lord don't promise us every day. So,
okay.
But that being said, I'm with you, Hoodie. When it comes to this team, I'm looking for 11:59. You hit the nail on the head two times with one swing. Because I'm all about a proven commodity. I understand Cap when Cap says, "Hey, I want to see us with a top three, top five pick." But I wanted to say this to Cap, and I love the both of you. It doesn't matter if you pick 1 or 32. If you just really look at it, it's a crapshoot because you really don't know what you get. Yes, there are some every now and then you get some guys come through the draft that we can hit. I mean, it can't miss thing. I get it, but I'd rather see the fruits of my labor, the bang for my buck, with a proven commodity. And that being said, that don't mean you got to go out and sign a 30, 40-year-old guy that's been in the league. But you can go out and get a guy just as young, and still build that team. I just want to sit back and listen to you guys again. Happy Thanksgiving. I listen to you all every day. This show is the best. I'm going to turn it over to you guys.
All right. We appreciate you greatly.
All right, Jarvis, thank you.
So here's my thoughts. I get it that you can absolutely find a player, Tom Brady at 199 is a perfect example,
sure,
and turn him into a Hall of Famer. That happens. Tony Romo was undrafted. Hell, the next Dick Butkus is named Jack Sanborn. He is undrafted.
Jack Sanborn. All-American.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cap.
So... You could find him anywhere.
Oh.
Wow. Man.
Go ahead.
That said, if you're picking in the top three, and I'm looking at the five guys today that are ranked the top five quarterbacks for the draft, Bryce Young at Alabama, Will Levis at Kentucky, C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, Tanner McKee at Stanford, Hendon Hooker at Tennessee. Anthony Richardson of Florida may move into that discussion as well. Give me a top five pick and let somebody quarterback needy, and there's a billion teams like that. All right, you guys got Fields. What do you want for the pick? I want all your picks. I want three first rounders. I want this, and I want David G.D. Putney just because I feel like it.
I understand.
That's what I want. I don't want to be the one. All right, I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I don't want to do that again and keep giving away draft cash. I want to add.
No, you have to reimagine this Bears team from the previous regime. I totally understand that. I'm not going to be that guy. I promise you I'm not going to be that guy. But I will mention, just for the sake of conversation, that if I judge polls on this draft, this past draft, the 2022 mm-hmm. draft, mm-hmm. I'd say, got a lot of picks there, but not a lot of production. I could be that guy just spinning on you and just say, what is Gordon Brisker? How come they can't make stops? And you say, well, where's the pass rush? And then I would say, as I told you after the draft, Bayless Jones, I'm an SEC guy. I watched him. He's pretty fast. But as a special teams player, would you get a special teams player when you're in the third round? Why would you do that? And he can't see the field. I can go to Braxton Jones, overmatched more times than not. Dominic Robinson, a great story. You and I love the story. He's flipped sides. He's been he was a tight end at one point, right? Offensive player.
Yep.
And now a linebacker. We can go all the way down the line. I can make the case, if I was that guy, to say, you know, out of this draft, the only one that's really paying dividends is Trenton Gill.
Out of the whole draft?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I could be that guy. Because when you have draft picks, you want someone to make a splash, right? You want someone to make a splash.
I think you've seen improvement out of Brisker and Gordon. You have. 100%.
No shot.
100%.
They are getting shredded. You see these games. But listen, I'm not going to be that guy because I'm going to be patient with them just like I am with Justin, because that's fair. I'll be patient. I got a couple years to watch the development of this secondary. But what I'm telling you is, if we are so dependent on the draft and so sure that the draft is the way to go, look at these first draft picks. This first draft from Poles.
You can't.
Gill's the guy.
You could put Deion and Rod Woodson back there in their prime. If you can't pressure the quarterback at all, they're going to get beat too. You got to get pass rush.
I get it.
I mean, look who's not here anymore. People are like, we had, you know it. After Roquan got traded, we had calls the next day. I think our defense can be better. No, not so much. Mack, Hicks, Smith, Quinn. That's just four that are not here anymore.
Yeah.
They are playing for other teams.
Listen, I want to make sure it's very clear. And I just want to say it again so you know. I understand your point because it's about getting draft capital and assets. Mm-hmm. I totally understand that. I will also say at the same time that it is a roll of the dice. I like the genuine article, Cap. I want them to be aggressive in free agency. We talk about the draft so much, but how much money do they have to spend in free agency? You know, there's still that lingering, uninformed thought out there from some fans that will say the Bears don't spend or the Bears are cheap. We know that's not the case of how much money that
yeah,
they build out of the
bad
years.
Take.
It's a fallacy. It's mm-hmm. an old school thought. It doesn't apply for 2022. What I'm saying is that I'm really interested in seeing how Poles wheels and deals in free agency. To be able to get a guy. I don't mean Claypool. I mean get a guy, a difference maker on either side of the football. Several of them.
Yes.
With the capital they have
yes.
to spend, I can't wait for that. Because if they're not in the mix, if they're Rick Hunting it and saying we have enough to win, I'm going to be furious.
There's no way.
312-332-ESPN is our telephone number. We see you on hold. We're going to get back to your phone calls coming up. Do you want the Bears to win or lose Sunday against Atlanta? Shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. Cap and J-Hood morning 7 to 10.
Cap J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Good morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Let's get your thoughts in here. Do you want the Bears to win on Sunday? Simple question as we go to the phone lines. We say hello to Robert in Green Bay on ESPN 1000. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Good morning.
Morning. What do you think?
I got mixed emotion. I don't care if they win or lose as long as we get progression from Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And the young guys are playing good and knowing the NFL.
That's a middle ground where you say, I don't care if they win or lose, but I'm just concerned about how Justin plays. You know, a lot of people feel that way. They just want to see Justin's development, right?
Yeah, because this year, you know that it's a new regime, and we don't know what this new regime is going to be because they're starting a fresh plate, and everybody is like, we want Justin Fields to succeed,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have to worry about Green Bay no more because their dynasty is just flat out getting old.
Now, hold on a second. You're in Green Bay. Be careful now. They'll tap the line and come to your home.
Yeah, that Green Bay thing, dead.
Dead.
Over.
Okay, let's over the top now. It's not dead.
It's dead.
They're just not going to, this year for sure.
Excuse me, yes, Lids, do you have any Dino's Sports Fan Shop? Yeah. Do you have any Bears gear with Fields on? Could I return this dirty, nasty Packer stuff? Because it's dead.
Dead.
Take that. Dino, get the Bears gear ready.
Ron,
the front runners are coming.
Hello, Ron and Geneva on ESPN 1000. All right, Ron.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I want to lose. I want to lose. I want to build draft capital. I want to build capital like in an organization like San Francisco that built it on our backs by duping us out of our picks when we took Trubisky. So, you know, we maligned Ryan Pace for all these all this time that he missed on Trubisky, but it wasn't just missed on Trubisky, right? He missed on all those extra draft picks that he gave away. So you can't have that many misses. So let's go the opposite way. And you've got how many teams behind us if we get up to the top few picks that are going to need a quarterback? So we're definitely going to build draft capital. And Hoodie, I'm with you. You could fill everything else in with free agency. The only thing you can't fill in free agency right now is wide receiver. There's no wide receivers in free agency. So get a receiver in the middle rounds, late middle, you know, early third round, fill everything else in with the interior lineman through free agency, and we're going to compete next year.
Ronnie, look at the Eagles. Do you realize through their machinations, what number are they picking right now? And they're 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
They added Devontae Smith, and they added Jalen Hurts, and they added all the Miles Sanders, all these good players that they have, most through the draft. Then they traded capital to get A.J. Brown, and I think they're picking fifth right now. What idiot made a trade with them to get a pick?
Well,
whose pick do they have? Yeah, they've got some.
They just signed Ndamukong Suh as well, so they're rich of the rich.
Yeah. They just keep adding on, and they're going to pick in the top 10. I don't know which trade that one was. They keep getting draft capital.
Well, excuse me for being gun-shy, Cap, but we just, I believe, like 2 or 3 weeks ago on this show, you, Cap, went through the draft picks over the last 30 years for the Bears.
I did. I did a research project.
Wasn't great, was it?
It was not good.
Okay. That's why. Excuse me for being gun-shy.
I think out of like 30, I think I did the last 33 drafts. Isn't that what I did?
Something like that, yeah. On the newspaper.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just tossed that paper. It's been like in my bag.
Never mind. My point is that when you did your research project and you went through the first round picks for the Bears.
I think out of 33 picks.
It was what?
We either traded the pick or we had six that you would consider, that was a good pick. Like 23 busts. Busts!
So excuse me for being a little bit itchy.
Curtis Enos, late Cedric Benson, yeah. Rest in peace. I mean, it was unbelievable. Kevin White, Mitch Trubisky, Leonard Floyd. I mean, Michael Haynes and his
snakes.
Exotic animals that he had at the house. Rex Grossman.
I mean, so, but,
sweet mother of God.
My hope is that we could turn the page and that we could draft better, but excuse me for being a little bit itchy about the draft versus free agency. Here we go. Space is in Plainfield. Okay, Space, what's your idea?
Cap Hoodie, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Spacey?
Hey, man, you know what? Hey, first off, congratulations, Cap. I enjoy it. I know you need this time for you and your family, so we will miss you on TV, but I definitely hoping for the best, and I know bigger and better things is coming up.
Appreciate
so
you.
Congrats to you,
thanks.
Cap. But, yes, yeah, sign me up. I'm with you, Cap. Sign me up for the losing train. We can lose, and you said it perfectly. I want to lose every game except for the Green Bay game. That game,
God.
We need to own Aaron Rodgers' ass. We need to whoop him so bad that this man, I mean, he thinks about retirement. That's what I want to see. I want Justin to run for 150 yards, throw for another 250.
You know what? Hold on a second. You got two meatballs this morning. It's way too much. So we can lose every game as long as we beat the Packers. What the hell? What is this, 1991?
Yes, for
that's
this
awful.
Season,
no.
Yes.
I don't care if they win any game because of the draft pick, but beat the Packers. Stop. Stop.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to point. I gotta be honest.
We have come further than that as Bears fans, haven't we?
Ooh, we beat the Falcons. Wow, that's awesome. We're 4-7. Stop.
But you want to beat the Packers, though.
That one team.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I want to see 12 like being helped to the bus. Not
Not
like dead. I don't want to see him blowing eggs. I just want to see them like he's limping and they're here, Aaron. Step up. Can we get some help here?
Oh, my God. Joey G, do you feel the same way?
Thank you for taking my call. First-time caller.
No way!
You are not a first-time caller. Say hello to Space, Joey.
Space, what's up, Pally?
Joey G, what's up, my brother?
I'm walking and breathing, pal.
What do you think, think of this? What do you think of this conversation,
okay, well,
Joey?
I want to see the Bears win. Because I'm a diehard fan since I was 10. What I want to see is crossing patterns from Claypool and Mooney, 4 yard cross, you know, like they do with Cooper Kupp in L.A. Cap, real quick, I know we're coming up to shot or no shot. You cannot put a price on time spent
listening
with your family.
I appreciate you. You're the best, Joey. And
remember,
now I got time
that
to go have a beef and sausage combo with you.
I'm so glad that you are going to be on the station with Hoodie.
Yeah.
And you guys are the best. I wish you guys were on TV. Like Wilbon and...
Kornheiser. Yep.
I want to see the Bears win because I'm a diehard Bear fan. That Detroit game really made me sick. And Cap, baby.
Yep.
The cheese is melted, pal.
Let's do it.
How about that, Space?
As soon as I get back from Thanksgiving, I'm jumping off soda for a day and we're doing this. Life's too short.
Space, do you want a nice beef sandwich, too?
Oh, sign me up. When we're going? When we're going for sandwiches?
Right after Thanksgiving, man. That next week or two. Yes.
Don't worry about it, Space. Just get in my car, and we'll take you where I'm going to go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. You guys have a great weekend and a great holiday.
Space and Joey, everybody.
I love you.
Love you, too.
I'm flabbergasted.
All right. Coming up, we have Shot or No Shot and a special prize for you in our 8 o'clock hour as well. Captain J. Hood, morning 7 to 10.